in my kitchen one day, and I was kind of thirsty, so I went up to the cupboard and opened it, and there's these glasses, of course, we have. And I took a glass down, and I was walking over to the refrigerator because they have ice, there, and I was going to get some ice. And as I went to the refrigerator, the glass slipped right out of my hands, and it all over the kitchen floor. And I thought, oh, man, am I glad nobody's here. And I went into the closet, got my broom, and it was just everywhere, this glass. And I was brushing it and putting it away. And man, have you ever broke anything of anybody's before? Could you tell me what you broke? What did you break? Some glass? How about you? What did you break? Oh, no. And yeah, what did you break? A what? A plate. There's a couple back here. What did you break? A bowl. How about you? In the orange. Psh, like that. Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes when you break other people's things, don't you wish you could hide and they couldn't find you? I wish I could. You know what would be neat if you could? You could be an animal that changed colors so that, you know, if your wall is blue, you just become blue. And they'd walk by and you go, wouldn't that be neat if you could change colors like that? I know some animals that can change colors. One of them is a white-tailed jackrabbit. And they live up in the mountains where there's snow. And when the snow comes, their fur is all white. And they can lay on that snow, and they bend down and lay flat, and their ears go down, and phew, they're gone. They're disappeared. Nobody, you can't really tell because they're white. Just look like a mound of snow. And you know what happens in the springtime when all the snow melts? Their fur changes into brown and gray, like dirt and rocks. And they can hide like that. Anybody know some animals that change colors like that, that can hide really good? What's one?
Octopus.
I didn't know they could change color like that. Well, I'm learning something here. How about you?
A chameleon.
A chameleon, yeah. I didn't want to talk to you. okay, what animal?
Butterflies and iguanas,
yeah. Have you heard of coyotes? They can change. Their color of their coats are really good camouflage. They can hide in the environment they're at, and you can't see them. Yeah, you have one there in the orange. Yeah, you think about that, okay? Yeah, all kinds of colors. One in the back there, okay?
A snake.
A snake. Okay, now I have another question for you guys. Do you know any animals that you would say were the worst at hiding? Yeah, what's a worst one?
An ant.
An ant. Yeah, they can't hide very good. Yeah.
An elephant.
Now that's one that can't hide very good. Any other animals you know that, yeah, what's another animal you can't hide? A hippopotamus. Yeah. A giraffe. Now, that giraffe, you definitely can't hide. Yeah, way in the back.
A whale.
Yeah, I would say so. You know what I was thinking of? I was thinking of a zebra. They're black and white stripes. Man, they don't hide very well out in the middle of their, you know, they live in Africa. And sometimes they're in a big herd of 100 or 1,000. These black and white striped little animals look like horses, but they're not horses. They're hard to hide. But you know what? Their number one predator is the lion. And the lion is very powerful. And when they hunt in packs. So when those zebra are out there in the middle of the field and you got black and white stripes, not very good. But one good thing, lions like to hunt at night. Did you know that? They like to hunt at night. And guess what happens to zebras when it turns dark? It's hard to see them. Their stripes are black and their white is not that white. And so at night, they're really hard to find. They have a kind of a camouflage for nighttime. And when it's dark, it's hard to see. You know, there's a Bible verse I wanted to read for you. Let me get my Bible. This verse is found in the book of Psalms, Psalm 139, in verse 11 and 12. It says this: if I try to hide in the darkness, the night becomes light around me. For even darkness cannot hide from God. To you the night shines as bright as the day. Darkness and light are both alike to you. You know, we were studying this morning, kids, with your parents. And we studied a guy, can you believe this? He tried to hide from God. His name is Jonah. Remember that guy? Got eaten by fish and stuff. He actually thought he could hide from God. Now God, we know he's everywhere. You can't hide from him. If you go up to the mountains, he's there. If you go to the sea, he's there. If you go to outer space, he's there. He's everywhere. And you know what? You're never alone because God is always there. And I have to tell you this. God is my best friend. I can talk to him anytime. He loves me. He watches over me. He takes care of me. He provides for me. And he's here actually right now. And we can talk to him anytime, anywhere. And he's always going to be there. In fact, why don't we do that right now? Let's just bow our heads and pray and thank the Lord for being here tonight, okay? Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Thank you, God, for being here tonight. We just love this time that we've had together, Lord, in fellowship all day. And we know that these things you've provided for us, you've given us these things so that we might enjoy them. And we thank you, Lord, for this time that we have together tonight to share in the different performances, Lord. And Father, we just pray that you would just minister to us all through the night. May we realize that we're never alone, that you are always there, even in our darkest days, when we feel like nobody cares, you are there. And Lord, we thank you for being with us and loving us so much. We just thank you now that you are going to bless us this evening. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.